Welcome to The Greatest, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Greatest. I am Megan Gailey, joined in my dining room by my husband, CJ Toledano.
Why? This is a podcast studio.
Oh, wow. Well, we have really exciting news from the Gailey Toledano podcast studio home. While we are recording in our dining room, our friends ran out of room in their home, and they're recording a podcast in our garage.
And we'll bring you on in a second, but Rachel...
Well, no, you had to bring them
well,
up. Okay.
I'm going to tell her because I don't want her to just... No, but this I gotta is really
bring
funny.
Can I bring our guest on?
So okay, then you bring
can
her tell- on, then we'll tell her what's
oh,
going on.
Oh, my gosh. our guest today, oh, gosh. I'm a fan. I'm a friend. She is on Fox Sports. As I was reading today, the youngest on-air person for Fox Sports.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And one of the hosts of Crooked's Hall of Shame podcast. And for this episode, specifically a Canadian, please welcome Rachel Bonetta.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm loving the chaotic energy already.
Oh, this is our normal energy.
This is good for us.
There's people recording a podcast in your garage.
Not just people.
Right now, our dearest friends.
Another couple.
Husband and wife.
Oh my Lord.
So I was like, this is truly embarrassing. If anyone was to see this going on, they would be like, we wouldn't be embarrassed. I think LA would be embarrassed that there is... two couple podcasts recording in within 20 feet of each other.
Well, and I sent her two options. We have like a patio and the garage. And I said, studio one or two is yours. Whichever.
A and B.
Whichever you need, husband and wife.
Guys, this is 2020. Yeah. I did, like you mentioned, I have a podcast on Crooked. I did, I think, maybe two episodes with my podcast partner in studio. And all of the other ones have been like this over Zoom. Yeah. And like, thankfully, we get along. Because if not, that would have been really messy.
That's tough, though, to just do the two in person. And then
we didn't know each other before.
Wow.
So we're like literally building chemistry over Zoom during the course of like this year.
Do you have any shit you need to get off your chest, you know?
that I should tell? Well, you know, no, she's great.
Any grievances to air?
No. She doesn't turn her mic on sometimes. It's pretty fucking annoying, but...
Well, and like, iHeart obviously really cares about the quality. Crooked really cares about the quality. They both care. It's just hard. Like, it's hard
well,
to...
Well, yeah, we have no... I remember the week that everything shut down, Lovett was going to have us in... Where does he do his comedy show in LA?
At the Improv.
He was going to have us on his show at the Improv, and we were planning on getting very drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I get very drunk when I do it.
And so that show got canceled. So I was just like, okay, let's just get drunk anyways, like in the studio and like I'll Uber home. So I remember packing like something stupid, like White Claws or something like that, put it in the car. And we showed up at the studio and everyone was gone. And everything was silent and there was Clorox wipes everywhere. And everyone was kind of just like, should we just like go home?
Oh, yeah.
Like it was such a weird, it was that week that everything got canceled and everything was just very scary. And I was like, I'm just going to go drink this whole pack home by myself.
You were like, I just want to get drunk. I don't care what the location is.
I don't know about
is.
You guys, but I have been getting drunk a lot.
Yeah.
I got addicted to weed gummies.
Weed gummies,
yeah,
really?
Every night for the last 4 months. And I've just only in the last... This is what? This will be week two of not doing it on the weekdays?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, we're not even setting tough goals. I've been smoking a lot of weed. But I'm a nighttime. I can't do it during the day. So
no, me neither.
I at least like I'll wait until below deck bachelorette time to really get my swerve
happy
on.
Happy hour.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I would drink a couple of times a week, but now I just find myself having, and it's not a ton. Like I'm having one or two glasses of wine, but I've never done that before. And now I just feel like my body is a trash can.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, same as you guys, I'm trying to like kind of just stay on the weekends, but it's hard.
I know. And
now
it's the holidays and like
Yeah.
The holidays for me, CJ's like, I want to get high and watch Borat with my mom. You know, that's what I want to do too.
Wow, what a combo. I would not want to do that yet. With my mom.
I haven't seen the original Borat, chapter one.
What?
I don't know.
You skipped right to chapter two?
Yeah, I think it came out when I was in college and there were just like enough men around me doing the voice. I went to a very conservative leaning school and I fought with men all the time. So like the men I went to college with, I was like, I'm not doing anything you're into. And so yeah. I like swore it off that way.
But that's a good call. Yeah. No, have you guys watched the second one?
Yeah.
I laughed. I was like, this is dumb, but I'm going to laugh at it.
I had a great time. I was like, I love this. This woman is a revelation.
She was fantastic.
So funny. And like, and then we were watching it with a friend and her friend had auditioned for that part. And I always love like those stories of like, what did they send? And she was like, oh, it wasn't, because sometimes you'll get, I very rarely have this happen, but they'll send what's not the script because they don't want, it's like so secretive. Yeah. And yeah, she was just given kind of like a blank piece of paper and then told to just like yell out things in an Eastern European accent.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I would never audition for that movie.
Yeah, it looks that really stressful.
Oh my God. And I was watching her I was just having such anxiety watching her do these things because like I would never be able to do that. It was just so brave.
I was on a prank show. I was on an MTV prank show and it was truly, it took years off of my life. I mean,
really? Because it's just high stress?
Yeah, and like I don't like people being mad at me. I don't know why I thought this was going to be like an enjoyable experience for me. And also because I look so, you know, just kind of middle of America in New York City, people were like, oh, she's not tricking me. And then I was fully tricking them and people tried to fight me a lot, a lot. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
Oh, what show was it?
It was called Ladylike. Once a girl yelled at me, bitch, I'm from Chicago. And that's like,
then you run.
Yeah, then I was like, oh, okay, security, security, and yeah, security.
We're good here.
Security, quote unquote, was the one man on the show who is a very flamboyant, hilarious opera singing comedian named Mateo Lane. And they would like say in my ear, they'd be like, Mateo's got your back. And then Mateo would look at me and be like, no, I don't. No, I'm not helping you. I can't fight these people.
I might have to go and watch this show. This sounds absolutely insane.
Well, there were supposed to be 10 episodes and there were only 8. So you can breeze right through it.
Oh, I will binge the hell out of those.
It's weird. You will never tell me where I can watch them, Megan.
I think they're... No, you can watch them.
All right.
Listen, we
you
have
know,
the,
you've never seen pranks. Any of them, CJ?
I've seen clips, and then I'm just like, I don't need to know all of this. I don't need to see all of this.
I made the most of a tough situation, but I was afraid a lot. I was very afraid.
Yeah, that's like hard acting.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would like have to tell men that I was like pretending people cheated. It was bad.
I don't think I'd be able to sleep the night before that shoot. Like I would just have such crazy. I've done one prank in my life before and I hated every second of it. We sent somebody on a radio show and had a fake heart attack.
Oh no.
My God.
Yeah, when you're like faking death is wild.
We're dicks.
That's like,
I wasn't my idea. I just had to go along with it and it was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah. Did it get a lot of views? People always say, you gotta do the pranks for the views. And it's just like,
yeah, well the guy so hold on. I shouldn't have brought this up. This guy had to do an audition. It was with a Sal who you've met. Who I do my show with. And so we were trying to, we like put out a casting call for like, you must be old and like be able to fake a heart attack and all this stuff. We had to go, Sal and I had to sit through multiple auditions of old men faking heart attacks.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And it was atrocious. And then we landed on one and he got stage fright. And so he had a heart attack and it lasted for like 5 seconds. Then he was like, oh, like it was not successful at all. It was bad.
I would love to see the casting tape of men pretending to have.
Maybe I've got the headshots.
Okay.
Here,
listen, I'd be into those too.
This just reminds me real quick. I know we're talking too much about pranks, but there was one of my favorite VHSs growing up was this NBA like prank video. Mm-hmm. And their number one prank was Manute Bol or Charles Barkley putting his head like they cut a hole in a table. Charles Barkley went under it. They put a tablecloth over it and put his head through a hole. And then they put a platter cover his head.
Great.
Which is like in the 80s, I think, was like the height of pranks.
I say today.
Yeah.
I still love it.
And then they're like, hey, Manute Bol, go over there and get a snack from underneath a platter, and he lifted up in his
that was pretty good.
Charles Barkley's
oh,
head.
Oh, wait, so it was just NBA players pranking other NBA players? Oh, wow.
And then there was a good prank.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
They're
today.
On YouTube. Just look up NBA pranks Manute Bol, and you'll see a whole rap. You'll go down a rabbit hole of all
You know, another sports icon, O.J. Simpson, had a prank show.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
He had a prank. This was post-murder trial.
No.
He had an O.J. Simpson prank show. Yeah. Yeah.
What would he just... He was pranking people, or it was just like, was he like the Ashton Kutcher?
I think
Kutcher.
It was like him and a cast. Yeah.
In the white Bronco
all of that.
With monitors.
I hate everything.
Yeah. It's a strange choice to try and rehabilitate your career.
That's not a good call, yeah.
Rachel, we are so excited to have you. I brought up that you are Canadian because today's topic is... By popular demand, too. People have been...
I don't believe that.
Listen, by popular demand, I mean two or three people, okay? Asked and been like, can we get a little Canadian love? So we are doing greatest Canadian athletes. And where are you from? You have a Raptors
OVO
shirt on now.
Perfect.
I thought you guys were going to be like decked out in Lakers gear. I follow both of you and I know that you guys are both huge basketball fans. So I was like, okay, I got to bring some heat
I love that,
today,
though.
Too.
I got a care package from this new company that I wanted to wear it, so I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
I had a pitch.
I guess you don't really love your basketball team.
I had a pitch today, so I'm looking better than I usually do. But yesterday, CJ and I had on inadvertently matching Lakers shirts. So
that's
you
cute.
Just missed us by one day.
You guys are sports couples goals, if I can.
Oh, that's very nice.
I mean, we have gotten in a fight because I said he doesn't care about the Colts enough.
Yes.
Do you have a basketball or a football team, CJ?
No, I mean, I guess it's the Rams now, but it was the
Bears
while
you're
living in.
That's not what you're
supposed to say. Oh, I mean, the Colts. It is the Colts, but like.
You gotta adopt it.
Yeah, we got in a fight and I said I didn't want to watch the Colts game, and that was the wrong thing to say. I forgot that cuts deeper than most things that we ever get in fights over.
I just have adopted so many things that you love.
Yeah, but I always love the best thing. That's like me being a front runner. It's like,
I know, but I'm saying the best thing is the Colts. Why don't you holler over here?
I do
here?
Like the Colts.
Okay, thank you.
But where am I from? I'm sorry, we're getting so off topic. I am from a very, very small town, like 2.5 hours outside of Toronto, called Orono. My high school was on a highway, and people used to ride their snowmobiles. There was like a snowmobile parking lot at my high school. We were like out in the boonies and all my friends had babies at 17, basically. And I was the only one that escaped.
So is that, I mean, I honestly did not know you were Canadian for a while because you have almost no accent.
Because I got made fun of so much when I first moved to the States.
Okay, gotcha.
When I first moved to the States, I was working for Major League Soccer. I'll try and tell this story very quickly.
You don't have to.
I was... going to school for broadcast journalism, I hated it. I didn't want to do sports. I didn't want to do news, nothing. And so I dropped out and I was just like, I want to be an actress. Like improv was my favorite class at journalism school. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm doing the wrong thing. So I dropped out and I was so broke that I was stealing toilet paper from the sushi restaurant down the street. Like that's what the mood was like in my life. And so I started applying for all of these jobs while I was waiting to go back into school. And I saw on Facebook this ad for the Toronto FC dream job. Toronto FC was our Major League Soccer team. Did not watch soccer at all. I played when I was younger. I've like always played sports, but so I applied for it, not knowing anything, just like bullshitted my way through the bio. I don't even know how I got chosen into a smaller category because the way I don't. Shouldn't even tell the story, but the way that I led my opening sentence was like, besides my love for balls, like I thought it was like my attempt at trying to be like edgy.
I mean,
like,
ooh,
this is going to catch their attention.
I think we know how you got to the second round now. I think we know. They were like, okay, top of the heap.
So the first round was just like a little bit about yourself. And I went to school for like being on camera. Mm-hmm. So, and then the second round was like, send in a video of why you should have this job. So I wrote a sketch. Mm-hmm. And then I got top five and I was just like, I should not be here. And then I fucking won. Ah! We're allowed to swear on this podcast,
right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won. I beat out over 500 people. Wow. I remember when I went in for my interview, I had the captain's name written on my hand and pen. Like, I was so, so out of the loop. And then I learned everything that I could about soccer and, like, being on camera. I was, like, shooting all my own stuff. It was, like, when YouTube was first happening. So I was shooting all of these sketches and, like, funny bits. And then Major League Soccer, the head office in New York City, emailed me one day. And they're like, we've been seeing your stuff. It's really fun and, like, weird and different. Would you ever consider working in New York City?
Wow.
And I had been to New York once in my life before. I had a Carnegie Deli napkin on my desk, like on my little bulletin board. And I was just like, oh my God, yeah. And so it took a little while for my visa to go through. And then I went and worked in New York and was like I was the only female in an office with like 35 dudes.
Wow.
And all they would do, it was so embarrassing. I had to do all my hits in front of the entire office. It was supposed to be like a newsroom thing.
That is and so when terrifying. I first got there, that is
I had
terrifying.
A serious like Canadian twang. And so every time I would say like tomorrow or sorry, I would go like woo, 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 and I'd be like, so I had to fix it so quickly because I was like, this fucking sucks.
So did you do dialect or you just like?
No. I just there was really only a couple of words that it really came out with. It's just fixing a couple of vowels. But yeah, thankfully I was able to kind of get rid of it because I think that's kind of helps. If I was super Canadian, I mean, like Jay and Dan, who are huge Canadian sports broadcasters, they came to the States and they didn't get rid of their accent. And that was like one
people
of the things that a lot of people talked about. Yeah. So
that's insane. That is really insane. Like, that's awesome that you fixed it. I mean, I feel like even saying fixed it is like rude.
Feels fucked up. Yeah. You're just like, it's my voice.
It sounds a little like honky tonk. Canadian accents. Sometimes when I go home, it reminds me of like a Southern drawl. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm home and I start drinking and I'm around my brothers and like my cousins, like I really start to sound a little bit like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
And so I think I kind of wanted to fix it because I didn't love the sound of it.
Well, and they always say this, like, even if you're from the South or the Northeast and you want to be a news person on camera, they're like, you need to, especially like a Wisconsin, Minnesota, those places too. They're like, watch these Midwestern accents. And then that is what they want people to have. So even if you have like a drawl out here, they're going to beat it out of you. But
wanting to be an actress too, like I couldn't just go and audition to be an American girl with a Canadian accent. So I had to get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great now, but I'd love to hear drunk around your cousins too.
Oh yeah. It gets pretty gnarly. My boyfriend's just like, ew. He gets fully turned off by it.
I sound a little country sometimes.
Yeah. You sound very much from where you're from.
Okay. Wow. Felt
in a nice way.
Yeah, that sounded really
fired.
Nice. Okay. So, so excited to do this. My grandmother was Canadian. My parents are from Niagara Falls, New York, but like spent their whole, love doing stand up in Canada. It's like one of my favorite places to perform all over too.
Nice.
Just lovely, wonderful people we could learn a lot from. Okay. So for our purposes, you are going to start with your number three and then we'll go in ascending? I can never remember. But are you ready to lead us up with your number three pick for greatest Canadian athlete?
Yes, okay. I am ready. Okay, so here's the thing. My brain, when you guys asked me top three Canadians, my brain instantly went to my three favorite athletes who have played sports in Canada.
Great. That's
definitely not Canadian. No, but I'm just saying I have a bunch of honorable mentions mm-hmm. that I count as like honorable Canadians.
Great.
But
perfect.
I did come up with three solid Canadians. Okay, so you want my number three?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for three, I didn't want to go all hockey because you could easily do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to land on like a Steve Nash situation.
Perfect.
I think he's a pretty solid, a Canadian that I can be proud of.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's in a Nelly Furtado song. There's a lot of things there.
He is hands down the most famous Canadian basketball player.
Yes.
And so I also think that makes him probably the most famous Canadian athlete outside of kind of the one we're probably all thinking about. But basketball is so huge in America. It's much bigger than hockey. And so Steve Nash is really the Canadian poster child.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I kind of wish he's never. No, he didn't play for any Canadian team. So I kind of wish. I kind of wish he did. Like, my number one on this list was Vince Carter. Like, I wish that he was Canadian so much because he is the Canadian. He really is the Canadian basketball king.
Yes.
Even though Steve Nash exists, like, he is the number one Canadian basketball player. I was obsessed with him. I honestly want to kick Steve off the list. Yeah. It should just be Vince.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, do people ever fault these Canadian stars that come to America? I mean, he played in Phoenix, too. Like, Phoenix is the antithesis of Canada.
I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking about the Lakers and, like, how you guys are always able to get these, like, rad players and how you're able to, like, build a team around LeBron James because so many people want to go and live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go and play a basketball season, which goes through the winter, in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, Toronto in the summer is sweet, but, like, the thing about the Raptors is, like, we kind of have to get lucky with, like, a ragtag team like we did. Because we're never going to get this, like, if we got a huge star, I'd be like, I'd shit my pants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, why? Mm-hmm. How did this happen? But with Vince, like, he was the first star that we had, like, 3 years after our team started. Mm-hmm. And he was who, like, brought us to the playoffs for the first time. And he's, like, what the Raptors stood for. And, like, you know, when you think of the Raptors, you think of Vince Carter, mm-hmm. like, that he is the Raptor. And so I feel like he, you know, he's just, like, the king of Canadian basketball in that way, I think. And we're probably never going to have one like that again.
And well, so he was fully adopted and beloved.
Yeah.
For sure.
If he gets his jersey retired,
Kawhi would have been too if he stayed longer, I think.
Yeah. It's no, it's funny you brought up, like, Toronto and, you know, players going to play in whatever city they want to live in. So, I mean, the rumors right now are that the Raptors may play in Tampa, which is just so confusing to me because of what's going to go on with...
Because of COVID.
Yeah, they're going to, like, bring everyone...
Which, I think the Canadian government's like, don't send your dirty breathing fucking citizens up here. We're good. Thank you.
Well, the thing is, like, I think Toronto is, like, elegant, diverse. Like, you know, it's still, it's a great city and people pretty much agree on that.
Oh, trust me, like, I could tell anybody on this city. The city's sick. Yeah. Like, the food scene is amazing. The women are beautiful. Like, the music scene is really cool. And the summer is awesome. But I just know a lot of Americans think, like, I don't want to fucking go to Canada.
Yeah.
But to,
like,
go to
thank
Tampa
God
is
we
hilarious.
Won a championship because it's a little bit more attractive now. But I just don't. I can't ever see, like, I remember a couple months ago. It's like, well, maybe we'll get Giannis, and it's like, bitch, no.
He's not gonna go from Milwaukee to Toronto.
I'm not gonna get my hopes up for that. Yeah. That's stupid. You're stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, great.
Great. You want me to go next?
Yeah. Go
okay.
For it.
I was like, I know that there's some athletes that I must not know about. So I kind of used this episode to expand my horizons a little bit because there are sort of those core two. One of them has already been mentioned that pop in my head. And so my number three pick is an Olympian. Her name is Clara Hughes.
Yay! She's very famous in Canada.
She is so incredible. So these are some of her accomplishments. She's a six-time Olympic medalist, and she's one of only two athletes since World War II to win a medal in the Summer and Winter Games.
Damn.
In the Summer Games, she won two bronze medals in cycling, and then she has since won four medals over three Winter Games in speed skating. One of them, she's won a bronze, a silver, and a gold. And she's a badass. I can't imagine being able to be an Olympic cycler and an Olympic speed skater. I guess they're kind of on the same track. I don't know. But it seems like
it seems so very difficult
to be one of only two. And then it made me be like, oh, I almost like forget about Canadian athletes until the Olympics happen, you know? Like,
So honestly, same.
Yeah.
Like, I was a little worried when you asked me to do this podcast because I was like, oh shit, like, who am I gonna know? But she is, it's funny because there are so many Canadians that are so famous in Canada. And as soon as you cross the border, people are like, I don't know who this person is. Like, going back to Jay and Dan, a lot of people probably aren't going to know who they are. But when I found out that they were at Fox, that's why I chose to go to Fox. I had an offer at ESPN and Fox. at the same time. And I chose LA and Fox partly because they were there. Like, they were so cute. Iconic. I remember seeing Jay in the street one time, and I was in a cab, and I hid. I didn't want him to see me. Like, he didn't know who I was at all, but that was my reaction. I was like, oh my God, this person's too famous. Like, I can't look at them. It was so, but it's the same with athletes. Yeah. Like, Clara Hughes is so huge. She had this cute little gap in her tooth. I know exactly who this person is. She probably couldn't walk down the street without getting recognized. And a lot of people probably don't know who she is in the States.
And the same thing happens in stand-up too, because they'll be like, this guy is the Seinfeld of Canada. And we've truly never, like, a man who is like a famous Canadian insulted me in like a not nice way. It was a part of a roast, but I was like annoyed with him. Not the puppet. He was fucking Australian. I had to roast a puppet. A puppet and I had a roast battle, and I lost to the puppet. And one of the judges was this Canadian guy who came at me. And I remember being like, bitch, I've never seen you on TV. But then he is very famous in Canada.
In Canada? Yeah. I could never do a roast. I'm way too sensitive. I would always get my feelings hurt.
I am totally fine with them. I will say, if you're listening, I suggest not doing a roast with an inanimate object, because they don't have any feelings or stakes. So it's not real. You know, I mean, when a puppet brings up your abortion, it definitely hurts, you know?
Oh, got it. Got it.
Oh, boy. Randy Feltface. But the man is so nice. But if I see Randy Feltface, the puppet, I'll fucking kill him. But the man.
That's a terrible name for a puppet.
The man
also.
Who mans Randy, I like. Okay, CJ, you go.
No, but you know that's the same person.
But that's why it sucks. It's because I channel all my negative feelings towards Randy and my positive feelings towards the actual person.
You're directing your hate. Yeah. Got it.
Okay, my pick, I'm going to continue in classic CJ fashion where these aren't the greatest, but I had to look it up. I had to do some research. One of the highlights of the bubble, this guy plays for the Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray.
Yes, he was on my honorable mentions list.
I mean, to me, it's like he's probably on his way to being one of the greatest Canadian athletes.
Totally.
And yeah, I mean, he's been on my radar and been on people's radar for the last few years, but like what he did in the bubble. Okay, so this podcast, we cover like actual like performances, but also pop culture wise, the dude he accidentally went on IG Live while getting oral sex from his girlfriend. And
hold on, what?
You didn't know about Rachel?
This
was like back in like April. Yeah. April or May. It was like before. It was.
How does one accidentally
he said he got,
do
you know,
that?
He said he got hacked. I mean, it was a whole thing. And then, of course, everyone started looking up the girlfriend, who is this like really hot blonde volleyball player. And it became
I'm so
I think
sad
it was
I missed
a
this.
Big...
There must have been a pandemic or something like that.
Yeah, there was.
It was competing with the rest of 2020, which, again, it was one of those stories. Had it happened in any other year, there was like, you know, it would be every late night joke would be about Jamal Murray on Instagram Live.
Jamal.
So I didn't, at the time that happened, I didn't have a face for Jamal Murray. I had heard his name. And then when the bubble started and he was just, I mean, he was incredible. And especially
he was amazing.
The playoffs, he was so amazing.
Fun to watch.
And then someone referenced it and I was like, that's my Jamal. Like, I had to put two and two together.
My baby.
And then the image flashed before my eyes again. I'm like, oh no, I can't believe I've seen this man's pubes and I've been rooting for him with such purity.
Okay, hold on. Okay, without getting too like gross,
sure.
Where was the camera?
The camera was from his eyesight down.
Oh, so was he trying to record it and he went on Instagram Live?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and my theory is, and I don't know if you guys have done this, it's like you don't know, you know, you see a picture, you want to take a picture of something and you go, oh yeah, should that go on Instagram story or what? So you kind of just use the camera within the Instagram app. I feel like maybe he like has that decision-making in his head and he accidentally opened up the Instagram app and used
Instagram
the camera.
Instagram Live
you would have to like roll it out with like a computer or something.
You have to say like, go live, I think.
Yeah.
But who is that dumb that they would, should we just do a whole podcast on this?
I'm sorry, I knew this would happen. And
no, thank you for that gem. I didn't know that was something that existed.
You know, he loves this woman loves him, mm-hmm. You know, she seemed very good.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah.
Haven't we
it.
Learned, though, yeah. to not do these kinds of things? Yes. Like, sure, that's a lovely thing to have on your phone, probably for him, especially in the bubble. Mm-hmm. But, like, maybe just, you know, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, I think they get a rookie seminar not to do it. But, you know, yeah. you get in the moment and it's fun. It's fun.
Well, yeah, okay.
And to connect it to his performance, you know, the rule was in the bubble that family members and friends could come in the second round. And his, yeah, he started making headlines.
So then everybody was like, is she here? Is she here? And they were like, oh, she's here. She's here. And he went to school in the States. Like, CJ, do you know about how the recruiting process, like, because... You know, there's high school boys that you follow. I hope
Are you going to teach me birds and the bees right
no,
now?
No, I hope that gets clipped out. You know, there's high school boys that you're a fan of. But then, like, so how do they find these incredible high school players in Canada?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, they have AAUs, they have, you know.
And they have, like, northern scouts.
And probably, like, guys that, like, really shine in tournaments and stuff like that, right? Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're in the last 5-10 years, there's been a big uptick in Canadian players. Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett, all guys definitely Wiggins. Aren't going to be on the list. But yeah, there's a big contingent for basketball up there.
I feel like Wiggins was so huge. Like, didn't he go number one in the draft? That people are close to that, at least.
Number one,
I think people were probably like, oh, let's start like kind of keeping tabs on. Because he was so shining, such a standout that they're probably like looking more into it.
Are there universities in Canada that are like, oh, these are like, is there a Duke of like,
no. Oh, well, I don't actually know college basketball in Canada too well, but I will say if you want to be in the NBA, you're not going to play college ball in Canada.
There's no way.
And also kind of, it kind of takes away from their Canadianness a little bit if they go and play college ball in America.
Wow. Yeah.
Because like college in Canada is, there's something very American about colleges in America. That sounds so stupid, but you guys have such a crazy college experience.
Yeah.
And we don't really have that.
What do you mean?
We don't have like
people
sorority.
Commute.
We don't have sororities. And like, you know, it's not like
Quad
the college football
said,
player
right.
isn't like Hottie McHotterson. He's like got a beer gut and probably like hunts deer on the weekends.
Right.
Like that's Canada. So I feel like they become more Americanized. Like I didn't know Jamal Murray was Canadian at first.
Yeah.
Until he was like in the thick of playoffs. And then I found out and I was just like, whoa. So yeah, but he can be on the list for sure.
18 to 22 are also extremely formative years.
Formative years.
I mean,
yeah,
we've
for sure.
all met like a girl who did study abroad in Italy for 1 year and is like, I'm Italian, you know? So like,
you can
fully like embrace a culture like that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we are back. Rachel, you want to give us your number two pick?
Yeah. So I'm going to surprise you guys with this one because I feel like it's probably number one for y'all.
Okay.
But I'm going to put Wayne Gretzky at two.
Cool.
Oh, makes your number one even more interesting.
I'm going to put Wayne Gretzky at number two. I know he's like the great one and like did all these amazing things with his NHL career and was just a fantastic hockey person. But did you guys know, this is maybe one of my favorite facts about Wayne Gretzky, that his wife was involved in a highly illegal gambling ring involving multiple NHL coaches?
No.
And a Philadelphia crime family.
What?
Yeah, you guys. And Wayne Gretzky may or may not have known about it.
Have you talked about this on Hall of Shame?
We did a full episode on Wayne Gretzky's wife.
Okay, so everybody go listen to that episode. But then, Rachel, can you give us
the cliff notes of this?
Okay, let's see if I can remember because it was early on in the season. But it's basically like, okay, so this was when sports gambling was illegal. And it still is in a lot of places. But they were a group of very wealthy people, including, I want to say like the Flyers head coach, Philly Flyers head coach, and Wayne Gretzky's wife and a couple of other people were placing these like massive bets, apparently not on hockey, but on the Super Bowl. And like they were like millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
She like really liked to gamble, apparently. And then they got caught. The bookies were like this Philadelphia crime family. It was like a little bit of a dicey situation. The head coach of the Flyers got caught and he had like all these fancy watches and like all these TVs in his house. And it was crazy. But the speculation is that Gretzky's wife took the fall for him.
Wow.
So that it was actually Gretzky that was involved. But since he's Wayne Gretzky, right. She took the fall for him.
So did she get arrested?
No, I don't think she got arrested. I think she got fined.
Okay.
And they had to pay money. But yeah, it was really spicy.
And are they still together?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, he can't cheat on her now.
His daughter friggin' got the jackpot.
Is married to Masters. Dustin Johnson.
Yeah. Wore her own green jacket this weekend. Ballsy move.
Yeah. Because I remember people would be like, at some point she was being referred to as like Dustin Johnson's hot girlfriend or something. And so whenever that is, I'm like, who are these hot? And then it's like, oh, your dad's Wayne Gretzky. Okay, well, that's not really like, of course.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You just get to be hot for the rest of your life.
You're already rich. And now you're marrying this man who had a coke problem and can play golf. This is incredible.
Hey-o. And apparently broke up a bunch of relationships across the PGA. Did you guys hear about that?
Dustin? Or she
apparently he slept with some lady.
Yeah, he
looks like
he's a dirty dog.
Yeah.
What's he look like? I gotta look him up.
He's handsome. He's got like a beard. Yeah. Good looking.
It would be like if a guy that you went to high school with was like hot in high school and then was like still hot now.
And like really good at golf and wins the Masters.
Yeah, exactly.
So me.
Exactly you. okay, that is a great pick. He's my number one. He held 61 NHL records when he retired.
He was amazing.
It's really incredible. Okay, my number two pick is a hockey woman. Her name is Haley Wickenhauser.
Yes. Yay.
So, you know, there's a debate about who may be the greatest male hockey player, but they say without a doubt, Haley is the best female hockey player ever. She was on the Canadian national team for 23 years. She has four gold medals and a silver medal. And she also, this is incredible too, just like Clara, she also represented Canada in the Summer Olympics on the Canadian softball team.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really rad. I have this memory of, which was very cool, actually. I have this memory of my school shutting down. Canada was playing in the Olympics for the gold medal match. I want to say it was against the U.S. Maybe it wasn't. I can't remember. Who cares? And they pulled us all into this gymnasium and put the game, the final gold medal game, up on the TV. And just being a young girl, my dream was to play in the WNBA when I was younger. I loved basketball so much. And seeing this whole school, the entire school, every single grade, boy and girl, in the gymnasium watching women's hockey win a gold medal was like, so cool.
That just gave
Everyone
me chills.
Had jerseys on. It was like, and that was when I was in elementary school, like so long ago. That was so cool. That would probably not happen.
Yeah, like, so is that sort of the equivalent, like the women's national team? Because the U.S. women's soccer team is celebrated here equally, if not more than the men, because they're much more decorated. I mean, you can celebrate when you win, you know, so it's easier to celebrate them. Is that sort of like the national women's hockey team in Canada? It's sort of the same vibe?
I think it's different because the men's hockey team is good.
Okay.
Whereas the U.S. men's national team has not been good for a long time and didn't make it into the World Cup. Uh-huh. So that's probably why everyone like shits on them. They're good now. But I think that that's also what makes it cool. It wasn't like, let's wait for the guys' game. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, the women are in the gold medal match. Let's shut down the school and everyone watch.
I know.
So it was.
I know was only cool. one girl that I've met in my entire life that played hockey. And it seems like
I played hockey for 5 years. It's the most fun sport.
That's so
cool.
Fun. I don't think they encourage girls to play it here.
In the States? No. Well, it was weird. When I first came to the States, I remember my first time on TV was filling in on Colin Coward's show. You like sit in the booth like 50 feet away from him and like ask him questions every so often. And the first time I did that, they were like, no hockey. Don't mention hockey. Don't talk about hockey. We don't do hockey in the States. And I was just like, okay, roger that.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a thing here in a lot of places where we're like literally born. This is going to sound, we're like literally born with a stick.
No,
in our
hands. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hockey is so massive. I remember I went home a little while ago, like sometime last year, and I went to this restaurant, this like chain restaurant, and they had a menu for hockey players.
Wow.
Like in the menu was a special menu for hockey players. And this was like a massive chain restaurant. Like they're just Everyone plays.
And was that like portion specific or?
I think it was all like healthy, stupid
gotcha.
Stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If you're an athlete, you should be eating salmon.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, here it's like twice a year ESPN wheels out Barry Melrose and then that's it, yeah. basically, you know, and like Linda Cohn will sometimes get to talk about it, but it's so, yeah. I mean, I, on the bubble machine, we did like the stats and I think I mentioned the NHL twice. And, yeah. and part of that is because I didn't grow up in a city with hockey, but...
It's really insane that it's not bigger here. Like every time
playoff
we watch
hockey
it,
is a ton of fun.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so awesome.
Oh yeah. I
it's
mean,
really exciting.
We both lived in Chicago during that 5-year stretch when the Blackhawks won 3 yeah. Stanley Cups and it
oh,
was
so
massive.
Fun.
And
yeah.
comedy shows, everything canceled. Like it was just as big as if the White Sox were, it was bigger than if the White Sox were in. So we've seen it, but like that, like Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo, they feel kind of like the outliers.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you would love, Megan, if you ever want to try and give it a whirl, it's really great. It's a great way to take out frustration. Like, I used to just hurt girls.
Wow.
Like,
I would swear at them. Like, you become a different person on the ice, and it's a very nice way to, like, vent.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
doing it.
And we can make it a couples thing. I'll dress up as a goalie, and you could take shots on me.
I would love to.
Take shots on yeah, it's great. It's a great way to get your anger out.
I always liked hockey because it just looked fun getting all that gear. I mean, I liked football and getting all the stuff, but,
yes.
like, I went, you know, free skating and all that stuff. But then, also, too, then in high school, I think all the hockey player dudes
were rich
and hot and got all of my crushes, but then their feet smell so bad. I remember
they stink.
Oh my God. It was. And I was like, I play football. My stuff doesn't smell as bad. Cause I got aired out. But I think hockey players kept it in their bag and then they would still skate with what they used for playing. And so I remember this kid who was like, had all the hottest girlfriends. He'd open up his bag and like, I like fainted
disgusting.
Like in a cartoon.
Yeah, it's so gnarly. My brothers used to, like, the gloves are the worst for some reason.
Yeah.
The gloves are the most disgusting thing. You have to like soak your hands in acid after.
Oh my God.
My brothers, after a hockey game, I have 3 older brothers, which
wow.
makes a lot of things make
yeah.
sense. They used to take their bare hands and just like mitt
no.
my face
Ugh.
After a hockey game. And like I was... My brothers are a lot older than me and a lot bigger than me, so I would just have to deal. I would just be like, pretend I'm dead and like until they
oh,
gave up.
Oh my God.
It was the fucking worst.
CJ, what would it do to your ego that such smelly men were winning
yeah,
the women?
Yeah, tell us more about that.
I mean, I was already battling other things, being the only Filipino kid in Pennsylvania, but, you know, it was one of those things. But yeah, I it turned
you
out
He said,
okay.
hey,
yeah.
hey, Claire, I'm one of a kind.
yeah.
You want to give your number two
yeah,
pick?
Yeah, my number two pick. Again, I don't know much about hockey, but I just know this guy is just massive. Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sid the Kid. And I remember too, because I moved to Pittsburgh for my first year of college film school at Point Park University. Didn't work out, left after one semester. But I moved there in 2005 when Sidney Crosby, his rookie year. And so I remember just like doing a little bit of like, and just seeing on SportsCenter, like this young kid, I think he was 18 or 17 or 18, playing in the NHL. And it was kind of like a LeBron situation where this kid was
yes.
like prodigy, like he's going to be the greatest ever. And to then live up to it, 3 Stanley Cups, stayed on the, again, like to stay, he's been on the Penguins his whole career, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love when guys do
yeah,
that
that's
too.
Awesome.
They just have one team.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Sid is like, yeah, prodigy for sure. I remember seeing highlights of him when he was young where he would be behind the net and he would pick up the puck on his stick and scoop it over the top
yeah.
and it would wow. somehow go in. Like this guy was just so
That's awesome.
Insane. He was so gifted. And like, you know, maybe once he retires, he's going to be like the next. I mean, if he's not already the next Wayne Gretzky, I think he's probably pretty close.
Yeah,
yeah, the fact that he's still playing definitely means that his like legacy can only continue to grow.
Yeah, his numbers are going to be like just as impressive.
Is he hot? It does always strike me. So many
I think about that. Sometimes.
So many like so many famous women in the United States marry hockey players. Carrie Underwood,
yeah.
Hillary Duff, Erin Andrews. Like
yep.
it's a lot of blondes. If you're famous in America and blonde, oh boy. Here's the thing. Boys.
I feel like Canadians are automatically attracted to men who play hockey. So Sidney Crosby could be like mediocre. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd still be very attracted to him. Mm-hmm. But I do think he is cute.
Yeah, CJ showed me a picture. I like it.
Yeah, he's cute. Yeah. He's got little rosy cheeks.
I love that. But he's not like, sometimes you see these hockey players and they're like, hunks, you know, and then they've got no teeth, and I'm like, I'm even into that. Like, the less teeth, the like cooler.
So, Jenny Taft, who's on Fox Sports and hosts Undisputed, she's this beautiful, stunning woman. She's so smart. She covers college football and does Undisputed and all this stuff. And I meet her husband, who is like very handsome, so gorgeous. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys are like the perfect pair. And he's like, hey, I'm Matt. Nice to meet you. And he's missing like a bunch of teeth. And I was just like, this is fantastic. It was just such
I love that.
Great,
and he's that
great little surprise.
That's how he's out meeting people. Like, good for him. He's just like, I'm huge and hot, whatever. I'll look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care. He just like takes his, if he knows he's going to eat, like we've been out to dinner. If he knows he's going to eat, he just takes it out.
Takes those flippers out.
That's pretty great.
I just think that's
good party trick.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take one more break and then we'll be back with our number one picks. And we are back. I am up first. Rachel, we have you go last because you're our guest and you're our grand finale. As I said, Wayne Gretzky was my number one. I knew, you know, it just sort of, Wayne Gretzky, the great one. Like, that's kind of...
I don't even think you need to say anything else.
I do have some honorable mentions. I have two hockey players on here, so I'm not going to say them because I'm guessing one of them is yours. So
you might be right.
Honorable mentions that I will say, I had Sidney Crosby. I have Mike Weir, a Masters champion, who is a very famous golfer. I did not realize he was Canadian because, Canadians look American. he's got a golf tan line where his forehead is pale and the rest of his face is tan. And to me, that looks like he could be from Tampa, you know? But Mike Weir, also, I did not realize that Lennox Lewis is Canadian. Oh, wow. He has dual citizenship. So he was born in the UK, but then educated basically sixth grade on in Canada. And he's a three-time heavyweight. And
yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so I guess he boxed in the Olympics once as a Canadian and once as a UK citizen. It's kind of...
I have problems with that. Well, if you get into the Olympics once, you can't go back and change your country.
It's kind of complicated too, because Canada is a like British Commonwealth.
Colony? Yeah.
Commonwealth?
I
don't know.
We have a queen. I don't know.
Yeah, the queen is on the money. So it's like, well, yeah, I guess if you're... That's a very... it's a thin...
It's an easy cross.
It's an easy cross. Yeah. Well, because there's a Jamaican-born sprinter who then ran in the Olympics as a Canadian. And I'm like, he's Jamaican to me. I know that.
Well, there's a really exciting new guy on the Canadian men's national team for soccer. Ugh, what's his name? Anyways, he was born in Ghana, but because we welcome all of these people from all of these countries, not like some other countries that
the United States.
A lot of people claim citizenship in Canada, so they represent our country in the Olympics and stuff, which is really cool because our Olympic teams are always incredibly diverse. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Because when I saw these sprinters, I was like, where are they from? And they're just Jamaicans that moved to Canada. My grandmother, she had dual American and Canadian citizenship, and she would only travel on her Canadian passport. She was like, people are just nicer to you. If you show them an American passport, they're like, whatever. Here's your mayonnaise. Those are my picks, and I was so happy to like learn about some Canadians. CJ, you want to give us
what that was.
Your number
one?
Yeah,
I'm worried I'm taking Rachel's here, and I don't know much. So if I do, feel free to chime in. But Mario Lemieux.
Ooh, not mine.
Great.
Used to wear his jersey. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, and feel free to fill me in here. But like, he was the only hockey player I knew growing up. Again, I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is 2 hours outside of Pittsburgh. And He was just the Michael Jordan. So then when there was like posters where it was like every best player of a league, it was like Jordan, Lemieux, Emmitt Smith, and whatever. But like Mario Lemieux, and I did a little bit of research the other day when I didn't know we were going to do this topic, but he played a long ass time. And then I saw that little gap and he had cancer and then overcame it and then came back, which
came
is
back.
Wild.
Pretty amazing.
So I'm going to, yeah, he is my number one pick for greatest Canadian athlete.
That's great. I don't know why I had that jersey. I think that was a hand-me-down for my brothers, yeah. But I used to wear it during practice. And I always remember my coaches, whenever like my shift was up, they would just like yell out your name, and they never yelled my name. They always go, Mario, get off the ice.
Mario Lemieux, is that how you say it?
Lemieux?
I mean, it's
Mario Lemieux.
It's a classic name too. Like
it's a classic Canadian,
badass.
Like French Canadian name. Yeah,
and like you hear that name and you're like, oh yeah, no, I know who that is. Even if you're not like, oh, he won 3 consecutive NHL MVPs. It's like, oh, Mario Lemieux was famous for sure. And it sounds like Pepe Le Pew.
Probably also.
It totally sounds like,
probably top 3 sports mullet too, in my opinion, in his early career.
Well, I'm looking at this photo, which is a very, I mean, he's.
There was a lot of good mullets in hockey.
Yeah. He scored one
of
the
good
most
in Canada.
Yeah.
He scored one of the most famous
common haircut
goal. Yeah, well, because the thing is, it's cold. You got to keep the back
That's
of your
why?
Neck.
You got to keep the
warm.
Neck protected.
I mean, stupid. I need to grow a mullet. My neck is freezing.
Have you ever seen an Asian person with a mullet?
An Asian person with a mullet? I don't know. That's the question seems racist.
I'm going to look it up. Okay, Rachel, you bring us home with your number one pick. I can't wait for you to school our Yankee asses.
Okay, number one on my top Canadian athlete list is the one and only. I think he's actually the most Canadian of the Canadian athletes. His name is Ty Domi.
Oh,
do you guys know who this is?
Okay, I was thinking you were going to say Gordie Howe.
No. That's boring. Ty Domi, it was known and is known to be like the ultimate fighter on the ice. We did this on our podcast as well, but there was one time. So he played for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know if he played for other teams, but that's what I know him as. He played on that team for a really long time. There was one time that they were in Philadelphia playing the Flyers, and these two teams like hated each other for whatever reason. And he got put in the penalty box, as he does, because he's always fighting people. And there was a fan that was like chirping him because they hated the Leafs, and he grabbed water and went over the penalty box and poured the water on the fan. And this fan, like a psychopath, came in, like was pressing on the glass and fell into the Lions' den, the penalty box. And Ty Domi just went to town on this guy. This fan had to be escorted out by security, had to get stitches in his forehead. And Ty Domi played the rest of the game. He wasn't even kicked out. So, and that's like one story in his career. Like, this guy will never pay for a drink the rest of his life. He's such a scrappy, like, just, he's a fucker.
Right.
He's just a fucker. And you just always want to cheer him on. He's just so, he's Canadian through and through.
Yeah. My sister's boyfriend, when I was growing up, it was always like my sister had the whitest boyfriends ever. This one in particular, Doug Smith. And he was like, I'm going to teach you how to fight in hockey, like Ty Domi. And so that's when I like first learned his name in like second grade. And it was like pulling the shirt like over the head and like, jab.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I knew his name. And I think he was like referenced in Goon a bunch to me. And so I was like, he's like the enforcer type.
Or Slapshot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those like big fight movies. Yeah. I mean, that's how I basically learned how to fight back against my brothers. Like we would have these nasty, we would just like, I would just fight them all the time. And we would do like the drop the gloves thing, and they would like pull my jersey over and I was just like swiping at them. But yeah, he's great.
When you go see hockey and there's not a fight, I like leave disappointed. And I hate fighting, but I'm always like,
fighting
fight,
too.
Fight.
But
I just
there's
want,
something
yeah.
like you feel better about it with hockey because you know they're at least somewhat protected because they've got the pads on and it's like, and, it's hockey.
Right.
Like it's a scrappy game.
And there's like, there's some things that are allowed, you know, you can't whip a stick at somebody. Like they've got rules within. Do you want to tell us your honorable,
my honorable
Canadians?
Mentions? Yes.
Yeah.
I've got a couple. Some of them aren't Canadian.
No, but these are the,
like I said. Okay, so Vince Carter is my number one honorable mention. I think he's an honorable Canadian. Mm. Jose Bautista, major honorary Canadian. Mm-hmm. Joe Carter, major honorary Canadian. One of them is Canadian, and I have a fun story. There is this, I promise, I don't think that you guys would know who this is, but there's this guy named Milos Raonic, who is a very famous Canadian tennis player.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
Yeah, like curly hair, very
tall,
cute.
Like,
I was out at this like benefit one night, and I met him, and he was huge at the time. He was like on this amazing run, and everyone loved him. He was the celeb that was at the benefit, and I went up to, like, I was drunk clearly, and I went up to him and started talking to him, and then I gave him my number. And I went back into my office the next day. This was when I was working for Toronto FC. And I told all my guy friends, like, I met Milos last night and I gave him my number. So, like, I might quit and become, like, the first lady of Canadian tennis. Like, just you guys watch. And these fuckers in my office started texting me, pretending to be Milos Raonic for, like, a week and a half. And, like, planning a date.
That's
like,
no.
I was mortified.
They pranked you.
And I was like just out of a really bad relationship. So I was just like, oh my God, like what an upgrade. Like I'm going to date Milos Raonic.
Being a tennis girlfriend or wife is the best because they cut to you all the time and you're sitting in the box. Like it's
you just
so
have to look cute.
Cool. Yeah. I that was like my dream. I wanted someone to run over. I was like, I'm not going to win Wimbledon, but maybe I can make out with someone who did. You know, that's what I hope for me.
I apologize.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It was so devastating, you guys, but it's fine. I'm on to bigger and better things. But yeah, you guys, shout out to Megan. You had all the women that were on my list. That was great.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I think that was, I had Gordie Howe. Oh, Terry Fox. Do you guys know who that is?
Mm-mm.
So Terry Fox, we have a Terry Fox run every year. There was this guy that I believe had cancer and had to have his leg amputated, and he ran across the country with his leg amputated.
Whoa.
And had like a prosthetic leg.
Wow.
He ran across Canada.
So like Forrest Gump with a prosthetic.
Literally Forrest Gump style. Before Forrest Gump existed. And so now every year there's a Terry Fox run and people go on like a 5K and raise money for cancer.
Amazing. Guys, yeah. Sign up. Rachel.
Pretty amazing story.
I forgot. I was going to say Tom Green, remember?
Oh, yeah. You were going to say Tom Green.
He was a professional skateboarder
at one point.
And I thought,
he was a professional skateboarder?
Yeah. I mean, it's loose. Like Jason Lee was a professional skateboarder. It's like if you have a flannel and can do a kickflip, you're a professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
Well, so. I'm glad we got Tom Green in there.
Tom Green.
I'll count that.
Yeah.
Rachel, thank you so much. Where can people find you?
I host a podcast called Hall of Shame on Crooked that comes out every Monday. And I also host a show on Fox Sports every day called Fox Bet Live. And it's on at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Every
I had to think about that for a second.
Damn.
Every day. That's a daily show is a grind. It's a lot.
I bet. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
This was so fun. Thank you guys for having me. This was awesome.
We needed a real Canadian to like tell us what's what, you know? So
yeah, I hope people will find, like, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, Canada, I don't want to know anything about that place.
Oh, I don't think so. I think especially right now, our listeners, I would hope, are going, you know what? Maybe we should look around the world and see what other people are excelling at.
Okay, they want to like feel other.
My
boyfriend and I aren't married, but we've had many conversations like, okay, if Trump gets reelected or if shit hits the fan, like, I come to your country?
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess.
We can't go to the Philippines because they have a dictator as well.
And a typhoon.
And typhoons. But I remember being like, CJ, can we go to the Philippines? He's like, they shoot people in the street.
Yeah.
So we
and
can't go
there.
Okay, so I guess we can stay
so,
here.
So yeah, we're stuck here.
They have Tanner Trump over there. So.
Tan Trump.
Oh. It's okay. We're in a good place now.
We're good.
Fine.
We're moving forward. Yeah. We got Delaware's finest man in the ship.
Yeah.
Okay. You can find me at Megan Gailey on Twitter, at Better Megan Gailey on Instagram, at CJ Toledano on everything. Please rate and review 5 stars. Okay. I've been reading them. I've been liking them. Well, because I got to go see if there's 1 stars and there's no new 1 stars.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't read any of them.
I'm a masochist when it comes to reviews of my work. And guess what? People don't like it. This has been so fun. We'll talk to you guys next week. Be safe. Wear a fucking mask. Wear a mask.
Yes.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. wear a mask. Okay, bye. See you next week.
The Greatest is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.